Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Coronavirus on the high seas? Not so much. But in the port of Tokyo, as of this airing, 218 passengers and crew have shown positive results of the coronavirus. Today we talk to Carl Goldman, a passenger aboard the Diamond Princess, currently quarantined in the port of Japan. And Dr. Robert Winters, a local infectious disease specialist, is here to discuss the coronavirus and its implications for the future of global travelers and the world. I'm Tony Sweet with Captain Ron. Please welcome to Truth Be Told, Carl Goldman and Dr. Robert Winter. All right.
There's the applause.
I know. We always use this cheesy applause, but I don't know if it's appropriate.
Yeah, it's not appropriate today, Tony, but thanks anyway.
First of all, I want to say Carl, who is a radio station owner up in Santa Clarita, it's funny that he, not funny in a ha-ha way, but funny that he actually owns a radio station and then he happens to be on this cruise. And then I'm so fortunate that we could get Dr. Robert Winters on, an infectious disease doctor. So
it's really great.
So Ron is going to give some statistics.
Yeah, let's jump in real quick, Tony. We a couple weeks ago we covered this coronavirus. We had Linda Moulton Howe on,
right?
And at the time we were shocked how quickly we got to 8,000 people that were infected. Currently, as of today, the latest I've got out of the World Health Organization is 64,435 infected. Wow. With the coronavirus, and deaths are now at 1,383.
1,383
died from this, three outside of China. So the numbers are going up astronomically fast, it seems to us at least. Also, as Tony mentioned, we got the Diamond cruise ship. The Princess Cruise had 3,700 people on board. They've been quarantined in Yokohama since February 3rd. And so far, they've 771 people have been tested. 218 of them have tested positive, including some crew members. 32 of those people are Americans, Carl being one of them. And 10 people so far are considered in very serious condition on board that boat. Maybe Carl can give us some more insight on that. And today, as a matter of fact, just before we came on here, Tony, it turns out that in that port, they're starting to let a few people off the ship. There's been 11 passengers, as far as I know.
But they're not just letting them off there.
Right, they're still under quarantine.
Right.
They have to be they're the elderly patients. If they're over 80 or they have a serious medical condition in one of these windowless rooms, they've let 11 people off the boat who now have to sit in a quarantine by the government facility till February 19th. So it's been no picnic. I'm sure Carl will tell us all about that, but why don't we go to the doctor now, right, Tony?
Yeah, Dr. Winters, tell us about, because we've heard, you know, a lot of doctors say, oh, it's just a big overblown. And then there's other doctors saying that
panic,
or at least, you know, be prepared. Right. What is your thoughts and what is your research on this new disease out there? I mean, should we be scared or should just prepared?
Right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Well, I have to tell you, this virus got onto my radar towards the very end of December, and I've been impressed by the way the numbers have just been increasing on a daily basis. I think everything in medicine, we always like to sort of put it in perspective, and I wouldn't minimize what's going on with the coronavirus. On the other hand, I just throw out that the reality is through yesterday, there have been 26 million cases of influenza in America,
right,
and 14,000 deaths. So that's a huge problem.
That's huge. Yeah.
Now, with corona, the coronavirus, you know, this has legs to it. And I have to say, again, I'm impressed with the increasing numbers, and the figures that you cited at the beginning are the numbers that I have, well over 64,000 documented cases. And that's probably still an underreporting when it comes out of China.
Right. That's so the other concern. We wanted to talk about that, Doc. Do you feel that they are actually higher?
I'm fairly certain most healthcare professionals that have an interest in international epidemiology would agree that China tends to underreport, first of all. And number two, right, as you may recall, a couple of days ago, there was this huge increase in the number of reported cases because it was now based on clinical criteria instead of actually having a laboratory result proving that it was coronavirus. So in one day, they increased cases up to 14,000.
Wow.
So the reality is, I think this virus in China is significantly more than 64,000. And I think it'll continue to be a problem. And eventually, I think it'll make its way to the United States in significant numbers, not like the influenza, which I just quoted 26 million cases, but I think it'll continue to grow.
Hey, Doc, I have a quick question for you. You just cited influenza there. I thought that the difference about the coronavirus is the fact that the mortality rate is so high compared to influenza. It's dramatically lower. I think it's over 2%, 2.2% or something, they're saying.
That's true. Influenza mortality is well below 1%. This virus, the coronavirus, clearly has an ability to be contagious and spread very, very easily. And I think one of the most problematic issues regarding the virus is people can spread this before they themselves become significantly ill or symptomatic. So now you have this potential group of people that otherwise feel well, and they have the ability to transmit this virus to uninfected people. And that's a real concern for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, Carl, I'm going to bring you on because, I mean, you're, like you said, ground zero. And I'm sure it was a shock when you got the news that you were quarantined. But could you give us an account what's going on now? Have the numbers risen on the boat?
The numbers still stay at 218, but there are a lot of ambulances out there and sirens going. So my suspicion is those numbers are going to continue to increase. I'm sitting out, it's early Saturday morning here in Yokohama. So I'm sitting out. They luckily moved our ship, the Diamond Princess, the opposite way after we went out to sea a couple days ago, because I was looking for many days right on the dock and all the ambulances and the paparazzi. Now they've given us a change of scenery by turning the ship around. So I have a beautiful view of the Yokohama Bridge and the entire skyline of Yokohama as I sit here this morning.
Thank God you have an outside cabin.
I have a couple of questions. Yeah. I have a couple of questions for the doctor.
Sure.
First of all, we've heard, and there's been so much misinformation about this, not just from the ship, but mostly social media and websites. But as I understand it, once we finished our 14-day quarantine, we're pretty much free of the virus, correct?
I would agree with that with a caveat or two. The reality is, if you're not being exposed to a general population of individuals that you yourself are self-quarantined, then we do feel the virus has an incubation period of between 1 and 14 days. So if you've had no other, you know, person contact, I would think that you're pretty safe after 14 days. A ship is a rather closed environment. It's not like the general, you know, population of a city where everybody comes and goes. So you folks are a real closed population. I don't know exactly what they're doing on your ship, but if you are keeping yourself self-quarantined, yeah, I would think that 14 days should be a magic number. You just have to remember this virus is spread very, very easily through respiratory droplets, you know, coughing and sneezing, through saliva, so actually talking to somebody. There can always be a little bit of a spray when, you know, you're talking, if you get really excited. And all obviously it can be spread through a nasal discharge as well. So you can imagine a runny nose, let alone sneezing, create these, you know, huge aerosols. So if you're not exposed to that type of individual, I would think 14 days where you've not come down with this would be a pretty good indication that you are not infected.
We've been told that the virus can spread from our feet touching the floor, from touching railings, elevator buttons. Is that true?
A virus can stay active and infect people, at least the data that I'm familiar with right now, for several hours, and that's from the CDC. And they didn't really quantitate what several means, so I'll let you decide. But the virus can still be infectious on surfaces for several hours after it's been contaminated by an infected individual. So I would think you washing your hands with soap and water and the alcohol-based hand sanitizers would be very, very important on this ship.
So, Doc, are you saying that
I've been handing...
Doc, are you saying that Carl could be in the clear here because he's past the 14 days, he'll walk off the ship and run his hand down the railing, and someone else had maybe touched it, and then become infected at that point?
Absolutely.
Wow.
What? Absolutely. Well, if you're not infected now, you can certainly pick it up, you know, subsequent to your being told all clear. Wow. So you just have to be very careful. Yeah. But I think hand washing is very, very important. Yes.
I think Carl had another question.
Our situation is we have been quarantined in our cabins and we'll be in our cabins till February 19th.
Oh, my God.
But what I believe happened was when a passenger he was Chinese and he got off the ship in Hong Kong, he 4 days later came down with the virus. We call him Ground Zero. We raced back to Yokohama Harbor. It was the tail end, the last day of our 16-day cruise. Yokohama Harbor is about an hour outside of Tokyo, and we were scheduled to fly back to Los Angeles that Tuesday. Sunday night, they raced back to the harbor and kept us docked, and then we were still had free rein of the ship on Monday. Tuesday morning, they had discovered 10 more. They went and tested each of us, and Tuesday morning, they came up with 10 more people who came down with the virus, and it seemed to just spread after that. And I think, Doctor, you hit the nail on the head when you said you can go 3, 4, 5 days without realizing you had the virus, which was the case of Ground Zero patient. He didn't discover it till he was off the ship for 4 days. And by then, he probably had infected a good chunk of the Princess Cruise passengers, and then it spread from there. So we're now up to 218.
Right. Well, I would just recommend...
That represents about 7% of the population.
Yeah. Well, what I would say to get off the ship and get back to your life, I would be... I'd make every attempt to keep yourself isolated, you know, through February 19th, if that's the target date. And, again, hand washing, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers are also very effective. You always look for a product that has about 60% alcohol by content if you're using the hand sanitizers. But they are very, very effective at getting rid of this virus in terms of, you know, regular soap and water and the hand sanitizer. So don't get infected on your way out. That would be a disaster.
Well, how do they keep the – because I'm sure there's vents in every cabin. How do they keep the virus from going through vents? Or can it go through vents?
Well, it can go through vents, but we've been assured by the Princess authorities, and by the way, the Japanese health officials have all been on board and are stationed here. They brought in 48 more doctors, about 55 more nurses. So we've got a full hospital up here on the ship. What they have assured us is the air that comes into our cabins is fresh air from the ship. It is not recycled air. So we don't need to worry about that. We're delivered meals 3 times a day. We have to have masks on when we open up the door to get the meals from the crew.
How do you get that from the meals?
And as the doctor mentioned, they've been giving us hand sanitizer, soap, that has high alcohol, and we also have gloves. So Princess and the health officials have been doing everything they can to keep this down to a minimum for everyone.
And how, Doc, how do you think that they're going to keep – I mean, like you said, there's so many, you know, so many people infected with just the flu, influenza. I mean, how do we even stop or even try to stop a new virus that we really don't know anything about? Is it very similar to the flu, or is it completely – or we just don't know?
Well, early on, I think a lot of these illnesses look the same, right? You know, adenovirus, rhinoviruses, right. Coronavirus, influenza. All these viral illnesses start very in a very similar way: fever, cough, sore throat. But the concerning feature of the coronavirus, obviously, is the severe respiratory impact, and it has a considerably higher death rate, as we talked about, than influenza. Certainly much higher than the common cold, the adenoviruses and the rhinoviruses that people tend to get every year as well. So I think that they are very similar. It takes a doctor and probably some good laboratory testing to differentiate something between, say, influenza, which we have a rapid test. We can tell people in the emergency room within a half hour of meeting them whether they have influenza A or B. We have a nice test for something called respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. Right. We can get that answer in 30 minutes or less. And, you know, the test is coming along for the coronavirus as well. It's just we may not have the number of kits available, but that's also being ramped up, as I understand.
Well, before we let you go, because I know you're a busy man, I want to see if Carl or Doc or Captain Ron has any more questions.
Yeah, I want to get asked for the doc. 99% of these cases are clearly in China, but we do have 15 here in the United States, 8 of them in California. Should people be concerned? What should they do? Do we have to wash our hands more often? What steps should people take?
Right. Well, look, if you listen to the CDC, which I agree with, the cases that we have in the United States really have they're all related to either directly or indirectly related to someone that had traveled to China. So if you don't have that type of relationship with somebody, then I think you're at relatively low risk. But I think that the reality is no one knows how this is going to play out. And I think we have 600 people in quarantine ourselves in our country here. Obviously, we're taking this very seriously. If you don't have exposure to somebody that's had international travel, I think your risk is much lower than somebody that obviously does have that exposure. But I would tell you, a month from now, we could have, you know, 100 times the number of cases that we have right now, because there's sort of a critical mass. And once you have a set number of people that have not been identified, and they can now move this virus around, the numbers could take off just like they did in China. And we have a better healthcare system that I think in place than China does, but it's still a work in progress.
Hey, Doc, one last question for you. Some people, even the president, have suggested that the coronavirus would go away by April, just as temperatures warm. How do you feel about that?
Well, I have a lot of respect for our leadership of this country, but I think the CDC and notable people might feel a little bit differently, and their opinion is that this may be around for close to a year.
Oh, wow.
Really, the director came out this morning and said that.
I'm sorry?
The CDC director this morning said that he expected it to be around for a year.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. When we call it a novel coronavirus, that means nobody has any antibody protection against this virus. So it's going to spread through our communities as it's going to. And if you don't have antibody protection, that means you're going to get sick, and then you're going to spread it on, you know, to family members. So I think there's a potential for this to be a little more significant, more than the 15 cases that we've described. Right. It could certainly go on longer than April.
Carl, we want to let the doc go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask the doc something. That about the third day into this, the health officials gave each of us a digital thermometer. We are required now to take our temperature 3 times a day, and, of course, more often if we show any signs. Anyone with a temperature over 99.5 has to immediately call the downstairs to the hospital here on ship and then they come up and do a saliva test. That sample, as you mentioned, Doc, those kits are actually, they'll go back to a lab in Tokyo, and it takes about 18 hours for us to get the results back. And that's why our numbers have increased probably on a 24-hour basis. My question is the thermometer, the temperature, a good sign, and should then we advise everybody to get a digital thermometer and just be constantly monitoring each other?
Yeah. The short answer is absolutely. That's how we screen large numbers of people. Remember in America, the airports, we were screening a couple of airports and they expanded it to seven or eight. And you just have people walking through these scanners that record the temperatures of people. So we know fever and cough are the hallmark of coronavirus. So it would be unlikely for anybody to have an active case of corona without a fever unless they were going to develop that, you know, 2 and 3 days later. But, yeah, that's the hallmark of infection, fever and cough. If you don't have that, just be on the lookout for it then.
Well, Dr. Robert Winters, MD, from here in local Los Angeles, an infectious disease doctor, we thank you so much for being a part of the show and giving us your take and your research and experience in this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good luck, Carl. I hope you get off the ship when the 19th comes around.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Well, okay.
Carl, I have a question for you, Carl. Have they given you any indication if you fly back to Los Angeles, are you going to be sequestered and quarantined here in the States?
We thought so at first, but the U.S. Embassy has issued a number of releases. They keep us updated on a daily basis, the U.S. Embassy from Japan here, based in Tokyo. And they've assured us that, no, we will not be quarantined. Well, back when we get back to the States. And once we leave the ship, we are free individuals.
And I saw on, I was very curious about this, I saw a thing that your wife did, because you're with your wife, that she was saying that people were threatening you and your wife not to come back. Is that right?
Yeah, well, you know, Tony, you know better than anybody that social media can be a really big rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been, you know, we've been very out front there with both our blogs on hometownstation.com, sharing a day-to-day diary of what we've been going through and making, you know, keeping our sense of humor about it. And then my wife's been doing, yes, live Facebooks.
Right.
And yes, with, you know, it gets down to percentages. We have 100,000 people will be watching it. And there'll be 10 yo-yos making right. comments that are beyond stupid.
Right. And, yeah, it's unfortunate. There's a good and bad to social media. And, unfortunately, we have to see those once in a while. But there's after the show, you guys can go to Carl's radio station website, hometownstation.com. You can find out there's a lot more, you know, his
it's right here.
Yeah, you can just go and check it out. Look at his pages of more details of what they went through. But Carl, I know one thing about mental health where, you know, if people stressed out, your immune system goes down. How do you keep your mental state up? I mean, being in the,
are you referring being trapped 8 to 8 feet with your wife?
Right.
Is that what
well,
you're saying?
That's yeah.
That seems rude, Tony.
But you know, it's like it's. But it, after a while, you can get cabin fever, pun intended.
Yeah.
And really, kind of get stressed out, and your immune system goes. How do you keep your mental health up? How do you keep that positivity going?
Yeah, well, it's the ultimate test of our 31-year relationship.
Right.
I bet.
We are one of the lucky ones. We purchased a mini suite when I gave this cruise as a gift for Christmas and her birthday present. And we traveled with two of our closest friends who are in the cabin next to us, which is rare for us to be able to get adjoining cabins. But the luck of the dice just happened when we first booked this cruise. On the first day of our cruise, and again, we had 15 of the 16 days on the cruise were wonderful cruise times. We had Princess open the door between our two mini suites out on the balcony. So I can go back and forth into their room and vice versa. And that's what's kept our marriage intact, I think.
Yeah. You're lucky. I mean, God. Some people are trapped in the no windows.
Able to. And right. There are people. I was on one of our excursions in Vietnam, and I met a wonderful couple from Atlanta. They were in their 80s, and they had been given the cruise as a gift by their grandson. They were in an inside cabin, no windows, about half the size of our mini suite. And the grandson and a friend were in there, so there's four in there. We met another American family. He's in the military, and they brought their two kids. They're in an inside cabin. Whenever we start feeling a little stir crazy, we just think of them, and that wipes any any version of us feeling sorry for ourselves out. And we've also kept a sense of humor. If you read my blog, we've been posting that every 2 days on hometownstation.com, and we try to show the reality of this and the seriousness of this, but also put a humorous twist to it as we do throughout our lives, seeing the lemonade out of lemons.
For sure. And my biggest thing is, you said they bring you the food. I'm like, well, how do you know there hasn't been, from the time they cooked it, the time they brought it to you, that something didn't get infected?
He says airborne. It could easily.
It's like, I would be afraid to even want to eat anything.
What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, but you have to eat. So, well.
Yeah, you know, well, Carl, they've canceled.
Everyone on the crew wears masks. So anything airborne is hopefully stopped by the masks.
Right.
And with we've got so many Japanese health officials on board, they're inspecting everything and clearing everything. It was only a few. We've been doing laundry in our bathtub, and it's only been a few days ago when the health officials are now allowing the princess staff to do laundry as well for passengers.
Yeah, I saw the video where your clothes were hanging out on your balcony. So I thought that was pretty good.
Cruise wear.
Yeah, cruise wear.
You know, they canceled the rest of the cruises for China for the rest of the year.
I don't blame them.
And they've now canceled flights in and out of China. So, I mean, I'm still worried, Carl. I know they told you they're going to let you be a free man, but I bet. Didn't they just take another flight recently and they put them to an Army barracks, I thought, in California? Is that right, JT?
Yes, but those are people who had not been quarantined for the 14 days.
I see.
And we've been totally isolated. So my feeling is that once we hit that 14-day mark on February 19th, we'll be less likely to be carrying the virus than anyone else.
I'd just be afraid on that trip back an airplane. I make sure very careful who gets on the airplane.
Right.
Like, who are you? So, yeah. Well, we know, I was going to say, we know you have a lot more to do, but we really appreciate you being on the show. And when you get back, let us know, because I'd love to meet with you and make sure you're okay. And tell your wife hi for us.
I will. I appreciate that. You guys take care.
Good luck, Carl.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
That's crazy stuff. Tony, in Japan, they said that there's now, I think it said 40 cases in Japan.
That's what scares me. I mean, it's like he said, he thinks it's way higher than that they're saying. And it's not that it scares me, because, like I said, we've heard the bird flu and Ebola and so many things that have came before, but this one is growing very
the two
quickly.
Things are the speed of this.
The speed.
Because as we had Linda on, and I had listened to her show, and it was like at 800 people, and a week later when she came on our show, it was like at 8,000.
Right.
And now here we are 2 weeks later, we're at 65,000 that we know of, which the doctor and everybody else seems to be feeling that it's actually quite higher than the numbers they're giving out, at least out of China.
Right.
So it's the rate that it spreads. And additionally, that mortality rate. Yeah, all those other people have the flu, but they're not dying at 2.5%.
Right.
If you get this, 2.5% of them die. Like he said, 218 people now on the ship are infected. In 24 hours, they're going to come out and they're going to say 235.
Right.
Or whatever it is. So at some point, I mean, your number's up, right?
Well, of course, you know, 2%.
Not to die, but to at least get the infection, you know? I mean, that's the concern.
Yeah. So, all right, well, we'll keep up on this, and if we have any more breaking news about this, we'll try to get some more information out to you guys. If you have any questions, please always leave it in the comments. I really appreciate Carl Goldman. Go to hometownstation.com and then Dr. Robert Winters, infectious disease doctor, for having both of those guys on, taking their time out of the day.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate you guys for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Tony Sweet.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
With Captain Ron, for Truth Be Told. Take care.
Thanks, guys.